Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Katie Hammond of the Tri-Rivers Conservation Foundation about their trails project and their grant they received from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation.
Well, for Tri-Rivers, you received $35,000 from the grant. Tell me about what exactly this grant will be, what the funds will be going towards for the trails.
Okay, so that fund is going to be partially matched for a lot bigger project that's happening. So the total cost of the project is around like $450,000. And so it involves quite a bit of stuff on a 2-mile section of the former Hoover Nature Trail that bisects the Chinkapin Bluffs recreation area. And so there's several pieces to the puzzle. So the first thing, of course, engineering is a big part of it. It's right at the base of the bluff there at Chinkapin Bluffs, and so there's a lot of places where there's been erosion over the top of the trail, and so the first thing that's going to have to happen is working to solve those erosion problems so that every time there's a really hard rain that mud doesn't just wash across the trail and stuff like that. And so that'll be a big part of the grant. And then the next part will be resurfacing the trail so that it's a little bit more user-friendly surface. We're looking at putting a crushed lime surface on top of the whole thing so that it's not as smooth as a sidewalk. Sidewalks are very expensive and asphalt's very expensive, but it'll be smooth enough to where, you know, a kid could ride their bike or a person could ride their bike if they wanted to or something, or walk on that very easily or push a stroller, just a little bit bumpy. And so that'll be part of the project. And then in addition, we've got written into there a trailhead that would connect the Little Wise County Fairgrounds to the Hoover Nature Trail, and so there would be kind of a little gateway area with a kiosk and parking and information about the former railroad that went through the area, and then you would kind of start the trail and be able to go through the trail. Along the trail, there'd also be, you know, markers to tell you how far that you've gone, or interpretive displays that would tell you about the area that you're looking at. So for example, there's a signal that still stands on the trail, and so what it's called is an early warning signal, and so it would tell the railroad operator that they were going to be coming into a town in the next mile so that they could start applying the brakes if they needed to stop to pick someone up or drop something off in that town. If they didn't have to when they saw that signal, then they could just keep on going. And so there's kind of some unique historical features to the area that we want to interpret and share with people. And then there would be just some rest areas and stuff along the way if somebody wanted to walk it and kind of take a little break and enjoy the scenery and stuff like that. So it's a really great project. It's a big project.
Yeah, it seems like it. And has this been an ongoing project for the Tri-Rivers Foundation? Has work been already underway for this?
Well, it is kind of an ongoing project. Not too much work has been underway. The Loayza County Conservation Board received a TAP grant, which is Transportation Alternatives Program, and those are kind of 5-year out. And so we just now are eligible to start utilizing the funds from the TAP grant. And so we're trying to find all of the matching funds that we need in order to complete the project. And so with the TAP grant that will pay, you know, a large chunk of the project, we aren't actually able to start spending any money until we have all that match ready to go. So, we're still fundraising for more.
Yeah. How long has these improvements, how long have you guys been wanting to make the improvements like you described?
Well, a long time. So the initial TAP grant was written 5 years ago. And, you know, the need was identified even prior to that time. We actually had a grant from Trees Forever that was a community visioning trails grant to kind of come up with some areas in the county that we needed to improve. And so that's, I guess, where it kind of started.
And how did it feel receiving the riverboat grant?
Oh, that was just fantastic. We are so excited. Grants are so hard to get. They're very competitive. There's a lot of really great projects out there that all require funding, and so it was just really great to be able to receive that money from Washington County Riverboat Foundation, and we're proud to be a partner with them on some of these projects that we're working on.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think is the timeline for the project? Any goals or deadlines that you're hoping for as far as getting some of this work done?
Well, we're hoping to be able to let the project by within a year from now, and so hopefully we can get the rest of the matching funds. We have a couple more grants out there that we've applied for that we're still hoping to get good news on, and we have one more that we're planning on applying for that's due July 1st, so we're just really hoping that we'll have all of our funding in place so that we can start as soon as possible.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Katie Hammond of the Tri-Rivers Conservation Foundation. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.